Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Negroes with no action plan. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Tuesday, June the 13th. Moving right along. Tuesday, June the 13th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you. We've been talking about, you know, optimizing your life. So the theme for this entire year is how to optimize your life, how to maximize your life. And we are focusing on the metaphysics of Zoe. And Zoe, Z-O-E, and Zoao, Z-A-O, is the words that gives us the two Greek words that gives us the English word life. So we know, based upon the Helios Biblios, that, or the Bible, that Yahushua came that we may have this thing called life, and that we may have this thing called life more abundantly. So we want to define the mechanisms that allow us to experience this thing called life. That was the whole purpose of the Clarinomics Temple Building Program. But as I'm finding out, a lot of us have difficulty with retraining our brains. And so our brains does not allow us to accept the larger process of change. It is almost humanly impossible to accept change and to maintain change. See, it's one thing, as I talked about yesterday when I talked about temporary wealth, temporary health, temporary wisdom, and temporary relationships. And I've had all those things in an extreme abundance, but they've all been temporary. And so the question is, what causes one to get money and lose it? What causes one to get wisdom and lose it? What causes one to get in a great relationship and lose it? Now, think about that for a moment. This is extremely important because we all have achieved a certain amount of success, and then we've lost it for whatever reason or another. And so now the goal is why. Why is it, as we talked about on yesterday's show, that you can obtain something, get a great job, and then you sabotage it? You start a great workout routine, you start losing weight, and then you stop working out. You start going to this great church or you read this great book. You start applying this this newfound knowledge, and then you stop. You meet this person. You get a great relationship. You get your toes curled. Everything is going great, and then all of a sudden, you sabotage it. Why do we sabotage our own success? Well, the reason that we sabotage it is because of the metaphysics of Zoe, the metaphysics of life, which is what we've been talking about during the 7 p.m. series. And we got all of these fancy, you know, I like throwing out these fancy words to show my intellectual capacity. But at the end of the day, it just simply means, again, we cannot override our negative core belief system. And since we cannot override our negative core belief system, which is a catastrophe, So tonight or today, we're talking about this one word, catastrophe. Now, we used to talk about it, but we always, at least when I hear the word catastrophe, I can barely pronounce it, by the way, but I can just mean major problem. It means limiting belief. It means core belief. It means your unconscious belief system that is limiting or preventing you from moving forward. So unless you deal with that, brother, unless you deal with that, I don't give a beep how much gnosis or knowledge you got, Brother Will, talking to myself today. Because, see, I know a lot of stuff. I read a lot of books. But I still got this core belief system that limits my self-expression. See, a catastrophe, we all, again, prepare for the worst-case scenario. We all do that. And so when we talk about this worst-case scenario, what is yours? And why do you have it? How do you give it? Who gave it to you? You weren't born with it. This is the metaphysics. Meta just means the behind the physics. As I've talked about before, every particle that exists in this world, every particle, that means substance, that means anything that's physical, every physical object that exists in this world is maintained by an invisible vibration, wave, a resonance that's called a word. So since our resonance does not match our physical particle, we have a catastrophe. Now, catastrophes can be avoided if we realize that we are not at a vibrational match for the thing or for the person or for the event in our life. Let me say that again. I don't give a flying banana of how much money you get. If you don't have the mental capacity by which to maintain that money going to leave you. Universal law says you're not a vibrational match. So the universe says, based upon what is called the principle of resonance, it says you cannot keep a particle that you do not resonate with. So therefore, what you call a catastrophe is really not a catastrophe. It's just you're not a vibrational match. Now, many people don't understand what that means, so let me break it down for you, brother. Get some lemon water here. Let me break it down for you, sister, and let me tell you how to get rid of these catastrophes that you got. Brother Will. Now, again, this is my message. I'm just inviting you along to listen. So I went through this process, and I developed this system called Claironomics, and it worked. But 1 month I can make 10 grand, and then the next month I make $10. What the hell is going on? As I told you before, my yo-yo diet, 1 month I lose 30 pounds, the next month I gain 60. I decided I'm not doing that no more. So everybody that know me notice that now I've got down to my goal weight and I'm staying there. No more yo-yo diet. Because I decided to change my resonance. Now my resonance is the thoughts that control my behavior. Those thoughts, however, must parlay into actions. Just because I decide that I want to maintain my weight at, let's say, 200 pounds, that doesn't mean nothing, bruh. That doesn't mean nothing, sis. A catastrophe is waiting if my thoughts don't turn into actions. See, thought with no action is nothing. You can't do anything with thoughts that don't follow up with an action. So we got to start off with, first of all, we got to understand that there is a predicament. So what is your predicament? This is your predicament. Your predicament is what you expect is going to happen. Now, unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad, good news, but thus is my lot. I've been called to share information. Now, a predicament is something that is called fear. Notice the word predicament has the word pre in it, and then the word dick in it. No pun intended. So the word predicament is something that you're ordering, but you don't know that you're ordering. You order every catastrophe in your life because it is the word predicament or prediction is the act of predicting. It is the state of prophecy. Now, you didn't know you was a prophet, did you? Well, let me let you know, prophet or prophetess, you are a prophet based upon your fears. Because, see, you bring about what you fear about. You can ask Job. He'll tell you. So when you say or when you are preparing for a catastrophe, you are prophesying. and you are predicting your future. So a catastrophe, again, or a prediction is simply your projection. So you are projecting whatever you fear, although it may be valid. Let me say it again. I've never heard nobody had a fear that wasn't valid. You get bit by a dog, you got a fear of dogs. Is it valid? Yes. You got past history that says, dog bit me in the ass, I don't like dogs. You was in a bad relationship and something happened in the relationship, and so you got a prediction. You got this desire to prepare. I ain't letting this happen again. So you have this feeling. You have this terrible disaster or nightmare or memory. Now, remember, struggle is positive energy laced with a negative memory. Now, I know a lot of people that are struggling financially. I know a lot of people that are struggling physically. I know a lot of people that are struggling intellectually. I know a lot of people that are struggling relationshiply. So that means if you're struggling in a relationship, if you're struggling with your money, if you're struggling with your health, you're struggling with your wisdom, that means you got energy. That's a good thing. But your energy, it's like you're moving and you got a 70-pound pack on your back called past experiences. So since you're carrying around all that past experiences, instead of, again, worrying about the worst, most inflammatory word that you could say, we need to find the least inflammatory word that we can say or think. Because, see, our thoughts become things. So, therefore, brothers and sisters, what you have to really understand is that your outcome in life is a result of this experiment that you call life. Your job is to learn from your past, not carry it around. So it happens. Now, it's easy for me, because people tell me this, you know, I tell people this all the time, but how long did it take me to get over them ass whoopings that I used to get when I was a kid from Sister X when she used to hit me on my back with that black pipe? So, yeah, like I said, it's easy to change other people or tell other people to change, but how hard is it to change yourself, Brother Will? Now, see, I talk a good game. I tell everybody, hey, they get over it, dog. Suck it up. Let's, you know, move on. Really? Brother, you still talking about what happened to you when you was 8. You're knocking on 60. So I'm not sitting up here preaching to the choir. I'm not telling you, I'm in this too. So I have to do the same thing because, remember, this is my message. I just invited you along to listen. So here's my challenge to you today. My challenge for you today is, what is the evidence that contradicts the thought? You got to gather evidence that contradicts that catastrophe. See, a catastrophe, by definition, if we go to dictionary.com, it is a misfortune, it is a mishap, it is a failure, or it is a fiasco. I like that one, fiasco. See, you know the definition of a word, fiasco? Fiasco, man, this is crazy. It means a complete ignominious failure. That word blew my cookies. I had never heard of such an animal. I can't even pronounce the word. That is why this is so important. See, a catastrophe is not just you failed to pay a bill on Friday. Let me find a quick pronunciation.
Ignominious.
Ignominious, spelled I-G-N-O. Notice you got the word ignorant in there. Wow. Yeah, that's me, but I'm about the most ignorant fool on the damn planet. At least I was. I'm a retired fool. Ignominious. It means marked by and attended with discreditable, humiliating, ignominious, or ignominy. It means disgrace. It means dishonor. It means public contempt. It means shameful. It means dishonorable quality or conduct or behavior. Now, it's crazy because it has the word ignoble and the word name in it. That word simply means that what you have is called backforming. It's like instead of informing, you're backforming. Now, I'm reading it from dictionary.com, so you guys can look it up. The definite, the word is I-G-N-O-M-I-N-Y. If you go to dictionary.com, you'll see, probably see a picture of my black ass up there. Why? Backforming. Instead of going forward, I was going backwards. Now, I need you to understand, brothers, because this causes disgrace, and it causes dishonor. It causes ignorance. It's from the word ignorance. And that's a catastrophe. See, a catastrophe is just not a, you know, no, we're talking about, dude, you messed up, homie. It's like, you can't come back from that. It's like, yeah, you can put a pin in it. It's a wrap. So unless God does something, brother, it's pretty much, you know, you can kiss the baby on that one. That's the word fiasco has that word in it. Now, the word fiasco, again, which is what we're talking about when we talk about catastrophe. So now we got to decastro. I don't even know if this is a word. I think I just made it up. Now we got to decastrophize your life, if that is a word. I think it is a word. So something happened in your life. It's a catastrophe. Now that is a catastrophe, which is the word fiasco. The word fiasco, again, is a theater of failure. Fiasco. It means to turn out of failure. It means it's a freaking whole play. It's not a one act. It's like you just went on with it, bro. It's like you couldn't stop. You just kept going with it. You got a freaking whole freaking play. You got like, you know, you got like three different scenes, not just one scene. You just effed up, dude. That's like me. That's like been the story of my whole freaking life. Just catastrophe after catastrophe after catastrophe. Like, damn, homie, ain't you freaking tired? Like, you should be dead. So I got to find evidence to contradict my catastrophe. Otherwise, yeah, I don't find it's very difficult to live in my skin. So what are the benefits of finding evidence that contradicts the catastrophes? Well, there's a lot of benefits, brothers. And so the biggest benefit is your core beliefs are like magnets. They will always attract, always, your core beliefs. That's why I'm doing the show. Because remember, we're talking about, I got a group of people, pay me $5,000, and they're not changing because their core beliefs are like magnets. Their core beliefs keeps attracting a catastrophe because of fear, because of something. They ran into a fool like me, and he jacked up their life, and they don't know that they are actually attracting more catastrophes instead of repelling. See, in order to repel, you have to be the vibrational match of something that attracts a higher vibration, meaning you got to get rid of this statement that says I'm stupid. You got to get rid of the statement that says I'm unlovable. You got to get rid of the statement that says I'm a loser. You got to get rid of the statement that says, you know, I don't have no attributes. You got to get rid of those statements. You got to replace those negative habit with a life-sustaining pattern, because your core beliefs, which is unconscious. Now, remember, you got three brains. You got a conscious brain. You got a subconscious brain. But the part of the brain nobody talks about is unconscious. Unconscious. So I developed a system to deal with that so that I could live in my own skin. And now I want to help you so that way you can live in your own skin. And then you can draw things into your life. Because you notice, every catastrophe is based upon real evidence. So you take a test and you failed. And you failed it again. And you failed a lot of tests. And then all of a sudden, people in your class, you're a kid, and they say, hey, yeah. Like they used to tell me when I was a little kid, you know, I went to jail a few times. I remember walking into the gym when I was in middle school. Everybody was laughing. Say, yeah, what kind of bird don't fly? Jail bird. I still remember that. Was that true? It was based upon evidence. That was true. So I felt like a failure. Then I went to school, and, you know, hey, I didn't do too good in school. I was worried about a place to stay. I wasn't worried about passing no damn test. So I failed a few of them. So then they said, yeah, Lou Williams, man, that fool was stupid. So I got labeled, and I accepted those labels. And so those labels drew. I started to attract evidence to support or to confirm my collection of beliefs based upon facts. That's called a catastrophe. Remember, core beliefs, they may be based upon facts, and they may be not. But one thing they all got, them suckers are persistent. But thankfully, they can be altered. How do you alter your core beliefs? Some people call it affirmations. I call it auto-suggestions. I call it faith talk. That means you find evidence for the opposite. I don't care if you've done one positive thing in your life. You find that one positive thing you did, and you say that positive thing over and over and over and over and over again. So, brothers and sisters, catastrophe is fear. Everybody is afraid of the worst-case scenario. So what is the catastrophe that you're worried about? What if something bad happens? What if something bad happens health-wise? What if something bad happens wealth-wise? What if Jim Bob or Sally Sue leaves you? What if they stay? What if you don't lose no weight? What if you gain weight? What if? See, a catastrophe is something that you're worried about. See, the Bible tells us this way. The Bible says, why worry? Because it says that by worrying, you cannot add one cubit to your stature. I mean, you ain't going to change shizness by worrying. But faith, however, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, faith, you can say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and the mountain would get up and move. Something about faith is real powerful, and something about worry is very detrimental. Now, worry is interesting because worry is the same definition as the word catastrophe. So we create. So the question I ask for you about your event, I don't know what your event is. I don't know what you're worried about. I don't know what you're concerned about. But see, I have a few worries and a few concerns. Had. I don't have them no more. Now, nothing's changed. I just got rid of the worry. So what did I do? One of the things that I told you about was the health thing. So for the last 60, 90 days, you know, hey, I've been good. What did I do? I changed. How did I change? Somebody need to write this down. Now, the same thing I'm doing in the other four areas as well. Because, again, if it works in one area, it'll work in the other areas. So it will work in all four areas, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. It works in all four areas. But as I've been saying, since I developed this system and now that I've revamped it with the new name, Life Optimization. And you guys know that there are 7 modules that replace the 13 modules that I had inside of Clarinomics. So, number 1, self-mastery. Number 2, spiritual mastery. Number 3, health mastery. Number 4, wealth. Remember, wealth used to be before health. Now I realize I don't give a damn how much money you got, brother, sister. If your health is gone, it's a wrap for you. So health comes before wealth, but it comes after spirituality. So self-mastery first, spiritual mastery, health, wealth, wisdom, relationships, and then income. So those are the 7 modalities, and that is the correct order by which we must exercise focus, discipline, and order in the form of focus and attention. Now, what does that mean, though? Well, let me make sure you understand, because this is how you get past a specific catastrophic event that has already happened and it's in the back of your brain. And then your brain is telling you, hey, dude, do that. This already happened. You don't let it happen again. And so that thought is in the back of your head. It's going to happen again. See, you know, because remember fear, everybody say fear is false evidence appearing real. No, it may not be false. In fact, fear may be facts and evidence appearing real. A lot of times your fear is based upon facts. Yeah, he did hit you before. So you piss him off, he probably hit you again. That's not again, false. You have the black eye, you went to the hospital, you probably missing a tooth. So you still staying with that fool? Fear sometimes is based upon facts. So how do we get rid of it? Focus and what I call attention. See, no success in life is ever achieved without what I call focus, discipline, and order, which is just two words, really, focus and attending. See, the word attention is lost because people think attention is just looking at something. So the word attention has to be replaced with the word attending. See, attending means you got to actually do something physical. See, I've been saying attention all of these years. So that means I just sit in the chair and I just think about making more money. I ain't going to go get no part-time job, though. I sit up and just think about it because I'm putting attention on it. So the fact that you put attention on something, that don't do shizness, bro. You got to follow it up with some action. See, you cannot succeed in life without focus and attention. So if there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that either there is a catastrophe. See, my catastrophe is, okay, 1 month I make 10 grand and next month I make $10. So I need to make 10 grand every month. So I need to do something that I did within my fitness routine. See, my fitness routine, my weight was going up and down. So I decided to, you know what, I'm going to change the way that I live, and I'm also going to change the intensity of the workout, and I'm also going to add by attending. I didn't add more attention. I didn't think about it. I started going more, meaning instead of going for 45 minutes to an hour once a day in the evening, I go 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. Same amount of time, but I attended so that way I can divide it up. So I came up with a different way to declutter, if you want to use that word, my life. Now, what does that mean? Focus, it means you're adjusting in order to see things differently. See, most people, when they focus, they don't see nothing different. So a bad thing happened to you. Now you need to focus on that bad thing that happened, and you need to extrapolate something out of it. What did you learn? So you went through a catastrophe, and now you want to decatastrophize your life. You got to go back to the catastrophe. What could you have done different in that catastrophe? There is something. Now, you know what the other party did, but what did you do? You got to adjust the way that you see it. You got to change your perspective. You don't take ownership of it. Now, don't get it twisted. He punched you in the mouth, so you walk off and say, well, you know what? I did deserve to be punched in the mouth. No, 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 you don't. You don't deserve to be treated like trash. I don't give a beep. What psychological problem have I got? So you adjust in order to see things differently, and instead of giving it attention, more mental space, you give it more hand space. You take notice of something by concentrating on a specific task that was previously not in your vision. It was not in your focus. So I've changed, and I've gotten better and greater results. And they are persistent. So I got to do the same thing in the area of wealth, same thing in the area of wisdom, same thing in the area of relationship. I got to number one. What did I notice? I had a catastrophe. So what did you notice? Oh, you haven't went back and even, you haven't even gave it no attention. How did this feel at the time it happened? So the catastrophe came into your life, and now you want to decatastrophize your life. You got to find out by concentrating on a specific event that took place to extrapolate from that event something that you didn't see before. Now, I'm not saying the thing that you're going to see is going to be good or bad. That is not the point. Anybody try to, what is this, man? Why we always try to put stuff in a box? This is good or this is bad? Who cares if it's good? Who cares if it's bad? Your job is to freaking notice it. Stop trying to classify it as good and bad. Then, once you find it, modify it. What is the rule or the assumption that you live by that you can modify? Somebody write that down. See, this is what I did. I don't know about you. This is what I did. I modified. See, I looked at my workout routine. I was getting great results, but they weren't consistent. See, I looked at my program. I was getting great results, but it wasn't consistent. I looked at my relationship. I looked at my marriage. Man, great marriage, but it wasn't consistent. So what am I doing wrong in my marriage that is not consistent? What am I doing wrong in my workout that is not consistent? What am I doing wrong, brothers and sisters, that I am still experiencing a catastrophe? That means that I'm not considering, I'm not living my life fun. It's not focused, it's not understood, and it's not now. But now I'm living, I'm having fun in the area of exercise. So I want to parlay that over into the area of wealth. I want to parlay that over into the area of wisdom. Wisdom is still good. Wisdom and exercise is good. I want to parlay that over into the area of my relationships and in the area of my wealth. So that way there, I can maximize it. That's the whole purpose of the new program, how to optimize your life. So on Father's Day, I'm going to roll out something that's going to blow some cookies and curl some toes. So everybody get ready, because Father's Day, we're going to drop the gauntlet. And you got to be a part of this. Why? What is the rule or the assumption or the belief that you live by that you can modify? See, I lived by a belief when it came to work or to work out. I modified it. And guess what? After I modified it, the rule changed my life. It gave me an advantage. Now that I have this advantage, because, again, I have an alternate, I've changed the assumption. Now I'm more flexible. So you got to modify. There is some rule you got in your life, brother. I'm not saying to get rid of it. I'm saying to modify it, brother. I'm not saying to change nothing. I'm not saying, brother, the rule told me to leave my life. I mean, to leave my wife, or, you know, quit my job, you know, let my car get repoed. No, that's not what I'm saying, bro. I'm saying modify. I ain't saying to leave. I ain't saying to buy nothing. See, a lot of times we overstride. We make these big, huge changes. We pack up our shitness and leave, and all you got to do is freaking modify your behavior, bro. Look at what you're doing. Look at it, because you're doing it to avoid a catastrophe. And, in fact, what you're doing is drawing a catastrophe. So everything I do in my life, especially in a relationship, because I want to try to control shitness, you know what I'm saying? I want to say, oh, yeah, you know, get my wife to do this, get her to do that, so, hey, I'm going to do this. No, that's not how it works, bro. You can't control other people. You control yourself. So I got to stop living in fear of the impending catastrophe. And I got to de-catastrophize my life. And the way that I do that is, number one, focus on seeing something that I'm afraid of differently. Number two, attend. Don't give it just attention. After you give it attention, get up. Move over there. Put your hands on something. Brother Will, attend to it. Make it look pretty. Do something. Then after you do something, modify an existing belief system to make it better. Then increase your self-esteem and your self-worth. Now, this is a big, big, big one. This is huge right here. Somebody write this down. This is huge, man. Self-awareness is essential to your success, the same way focus is, the same way attention is. And you can add in order as well. So how do you see yourself? You got to see yourself differently. So you got to whack self-awareness. You got to whack self-esteem. You got to whack self-confidence or self-concept. That is the picture. Now, if you close your eyes right now, how do you see yourself? Yeah. Now, let me say that again. How do you know? Let me tell you. See, we say things about ourselves in joking that we would never say about other people. So I want you to do this. Number one, how do you see yourself? Please answer that question, honestly. Number two, what are your strengths? What do you believe? Now, not what's in your Dear Kinnear report. What's your strength, brother? Just off the top of the dome right now. If I ask you, what's your strength? What is it? Well, I'm a hard worker. Well, you know what? I'm very loyal, man. If I say I'm with you, bro. I'm a loyal dude. I'm down. Or you know what? What's your strength, man? What do you bring to the table? Mine, I'm for the underdog. I see a person in need, man. Hey, I care. I got compassion. That's my strength. But now, what's your weakness? Now, a lot of times, your strength and your weaknesses are the same. It may not be. So what are your weaknesses when it comes to catastrophes? So my weakness is, I used to thought it was, you know, caring too much. Now my weakness is I don't care enough. I give up too easy. Soon as the shitness get hard and the shitness hit the fan, I'm out. So my weakness is not all these years. I thought my weakness was caring. But see, I had to look at the catastrophes, because your catastrophe, when you analyze it and you decatastrophize your life, that will reveal to you your true strength. Because when a catastrophe comes in and you still standing afterwards, that's your strength. When the worst case scenario, like Job said, the thing that I have feared the most has come upon me. When that happens and you still standing, that's your strength. Whatever you did to get through your catastrophe, that's your strength. Write it down. Your weakness is the thing that brought on the catastrophe. What was you thinking? What was you fearing? What were you trying to avoid? So you've been jumping through all of these hoops to do this, that, or the other. So you on your job, treat you like trash, and you come in early, you stand late. They still talk about you. They still give you the bad schedule. They still treat you like trash because you're afraid to get fired. Your ass gonna get fired anyway. So you might as well quit. Don't allow nobody to put no fear on you, bruh. You're too valuable. You got worth. Number four, what makes you unique? Now, I'm not talking about strength. You know what's interesting? Most people don't know what makes them unique. Now, let me make sure. Do you know what makes you unique? See, everybody has a quirk. But this thing makes you unique. That means having no equal. It means unparalleled. Do you know the word unique means limited to a single person? It means an embodiment of a characteristic. What's yours? What is the one thing that makes you unique? Totally, nobody else on the planet got it. You're the only one got this characteristic. And the word unique means single. It means solitary. It means soul. It means remarkable. It means uncommon. What makes you unique, brother? What makes you unique? You must know that. You must. In order to go over and to D, because of this catastrophe that you're concerned about, you got to neuter it. And the way that you neuter it is with your uniqueness. The thing that makes you unique destroys your catastrophe. It decatastrophizes your life. It takes all the teeth out of it. Therefore, you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. Why? See, I've had it, but I didn't understand it, so I had to understand it. I had to understand, number one, how do I see myself? I have to see myself the way God does. Number two, I have to find my strength. Then I have to find my weakness. Then I got to find the thing that makes me unique. Then I have to find, what is my expectation? What do I demand of myself? What do I expect of myself? See, since I did not expect myself to maintain my weight, I didn't. Since I did not expect or demand of myself to treat my wife consistently the same every day, don't give a damn whether or not she treats me the same, unconditional love. Husband, love your wife the way Christ loved the church. Since I didn't set the expectation, since I didn't demand it of myself, myself did not provide it. Since I did not expect and set the expectation of consistent wealth, 10 grand a month, every month, like clockwork, whether I'm on the beach sipping pina coladas or whether I'm working on somebody's roof, I did not set the expectation. Therefore, catastrophe shows up because I didn't decatastrophize my life. So if you don't put systems in place, if you don't modify your life, your weight is going to change because you ain't doing nothing to keep it from changing. Your wealth is going to change because you ain't doing nothing to keep it from changing. Your wisdom is going to change because you're not doing anything to keep it from changing. It is your job, my brothers and sisters, to understand that that's a catastrophe. It's out there. Got your name on it. But you can decatastrophize your life by under, over, and understanding that it is your life. You got to keep moving forward. Last but not least, brothers and sisters, there is this thing called social anxiety that a lot of people got. It's an excessive self-focus. It's an excessive effort to stay safe. Get rid of it. Social anxiety. It is this anticipation. It's anxiety, which is just fear. You are social. So get rid of social and psychological. Both of them suckers. And pick up life. See, you can be a sociopath, you can be a psychopath, you can have social anxiety, or you can have psychological anxiety. Both of them are self-defeating. That means you're dwelling upon what went wrong or what will go wrong. It's another fancy psychological word for catastrophe, which is a fancy word for fear. So what is the solution? The solution is to notice what you're actually doing. That's called life. Be physically engaged. Be mentally engaged. Bump the future. Bump the past. Live in the moment. Live in the now. Now faith is. That's how you stop being a psycho. And that's how you stop being a social. Get rid of psychological anxiety. Get rid of social anxiety. And pick up life. Because life is a solution. Living life, that means dwelling up on what is happening right now. Notice what is actually happening in your life. Focusing on what is going on in your life. Guess what that does? It gets rid of all of the negativity that is associated with all of the positive thinking traps. Because positive thinking is a trap. I tried it already. Been there, done that. You're thinking positive, but you're not attending positive. You're just thinking. And you're thinking. And you're thinking, and you're thinking, and you're thinking, and you're thinking, but you never get up and do shiznits. You're just thinking. So positive thinking doesn't work. Now, positive attending, positive doing, getting a calendar, and actually write stuff on the calendar that you do in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship every day. Now, that's called focus, that's called attention, and that's called order. Brothers and sisters, it's time to stop worrying about the catastrophe that already happened, and you're afraid that they might happen again. Bump it. Forget about it. Live your life now. What you need to do, brothers and sisters, is to make sure that you take total control of your life. Brother Will, how in the world do I do that? I just spent the last 45 minutes explaining it to you. Number one, predicament. You are your own prophet. So whatever you put in your head manifests in your life. So you are predicting a catastrophe because you're thinking about the past one. Buck the past catastrophe. B, catastrophize your life. Don't worry about the predictions and the naysayers. Let them suckers play.